This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
A woman was arrested in North Dakota.
Right.
And Katie says that this is an outrage and a travesty of justice. Tell us the story.
Well, I don't need to tell you the whole story. I'll just tell you this. She got arrested just for bringing a wild raccoon into a bar.
You're throwing the word just in there.
Yeah.
Thinking that that's going to help your point.
Listen.
You can't do that.
It turns out it wasn't rabid.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Did she know that when she took it in?
She probably had a pretty good idea.
Okay.
She and her family had found the raccoon injured on the side of the road 3 months prior. They named it Rocky. It's a little on the nose, but it's North Dakota.
You can do better.
They were nursing the animal back to health. She said that she had every intention of releasing it back into the wild. I'm not sure you can do that after you've been basically spoon feeding it for months and months. But she said that that was her plan. Well, Rocky started feeling better. And she was like, I'm going to head down to the pub to show him off to my mates. What's wrong with that? You don't want to see someone's pet raccoon?
I want to see it in the worst possible way.
Okay.
Do you know how many pet raccoons I follow on Instagram?
A lot. Yeah, and it's weird that they won't let us have one here, but that's a totally different story. You could basically call it an intern, but don't get me started.
It could do jobs.
It could do jobs.
We're getting off the topic.
Sit right here, hold my pencils.
At the very least, hold pencils. Maybe even go get copies.
Or, yeah, like do some organizing,
at the very
filing.
Least, clean out the trash cans.
Thank you, Gavin. So somebody, some narc, called the cops.
Probably the owner.
Hey, there's a wild raccoon in here. Now, I don't know what this woman did after the cops showed up. She is being charged with misdemeanor counts of providing false information to law enforcement. She probably said, like, that's not a raccoon, that's my baby or something. Tampering with physical evidence.
Tampering with evidence?
Not sure. And then unlawful possession of fur bearers, which...
What's a fur bearer?
I don't know.
I think they mean fur baby.
That's what I thought when I first read it. I thought, it's basically an animal that you're not allowed to have as a pet.
This is the only thing I'm going to say, playing devil's advocate, because you know me.
I know you.
If you're the owner of an establishment, you don't want a wild animal in there.
Okay, fine.
Especially if you don't know for a fact that it's not going to make everybody sick.
Now, I'll tell you what, though. Do you like money? Because it's a draw.
It is. Now that I've said that and gotten that out of
You've
the
gotten
way.
Gotten that BS out of your mouth.
Why can't any animal be a pet?
Okay, and that is a good question. Now, there are some animals that can carry diseases that can transfer to humans. I understand that part. And yeah, rabies is part of that. But like any animal could have rabies.
That's true.
So like
we could have rabies
that can carry like influenza and give it to.
All
okay.
Right.
So but any animal can have rabies. So we have to take rabies off the counter.
Shouldn't count.
Okay. Definitely don't put rabies on the counter.
No.
Okay. Every animal started as not a pet at some point.
That's a great point.
So.
Do you have to go back to Ice Age
matter.
Times?
The point is,
yeah.
I'm right.
Okay. But you are right.
Yes. So, maybe it's time that when was the last time we had a new house pet?
You and me?
No, just society.
Oh, you mean a new type of house pet?
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree. It's been...
When was the last time?
What, we,
too
there
long.
No advances in the house pet technology.
Yes.
And I do
nothing
think...
Nothing in that even arena.
Like I said, I follow lots of pet raccoons on Instagram. They are great pets.
Yes.
Should you still, even if it is a pet, should you be allowed to take it to a bar? Well, I've been to Lazy Dog in Roseville.
Great point.
They love it when dogs show up.
Great point. What if I put an in-service vest on it?
Oh my God, why didn't, maybe that was the tampering with evidence.
This raccoon isn't in service at all.
Sylvia, the cops are here. Hold on, quick. I macrame-made a service vest for the raccoon for Rocky. Wear it. No, just wear it. Like some an argument broke out. Here's the other thing, too. This is North Dakota, okay. Right?
Yeah.
I assume that every establishment in North Dakota has a wild animal inside of it. The post office, Applebee's, they all do. Did you know North Dakota's got a population smaller than the population of Sacramento?
The whole state?
They're lucky to have anything other than wild animals living in it. They probably need wild animal help.
I was going to say, are these wild animals at these establishments employees, patrons, or just walking around?
Both. All of it. Okay. It's like Zootopia, except they can't talk.
Okay.
Yeah, they probably do. Think about this. To go back to what we said, how it's an outrage that we can't have a raccoon here at 106.5 The End. Everyone here would love it.
Said it many times.
Why didn't they just instead say, hey, before you call the police, Rocky will work for free?
Right. Well, labor laws.
He's probably not a minor. He's not in raccoon years, at least.
And maybe there's a union. I don't know. It's a different state.
A raccoonian?
Thank you. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.